Matt Glazer is at progresstexas.org. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's the deal here? What are y'all upset about?
Well, you know, it's just one of those things where this isn't very Texan. Texans don't treat women like this. And so we think that the governor and 3,500 people in Texas agree with us and have told the governor this, that it's time for him to revoke Rush Limbaugh's honorary Texas status. If he's going to say these things about women and who are going to do their civic duty and testify in front of Congress, then clearly he doesn't care much about what women think or the civic process and civic engagement. And so we don't think he should be an honorary Texan anymore.
Is this how everybody becomes an honorary Texan? It's just a proclamation from the governor?
It is, and, you know, it's become hyper-politicized since 2000. Of the list of nearly a dozen folks, most of them are folks like Sarah Palin, a Tea Party favorite, and Rush Limbaugh, and Glenn Beck, and Sean Hannity. And, you know, it's a new phenomenon over the past couple years that this has become so politicized. And, you know, if you're going to have someone like that on your list, and if you're going to make them be the voice and brand for Texas outside of the state, then, you know, they better be a good person, and they better say things that, you know, Texans agree with. And Rush Limbaugh clearly doesn't. 20 advertisers have walked away. His stations are dropping him. So if that's the case, then we think that the governor of Texas should say it's time to revoke his honorary status.
You say that you've got more than 3,000 people who have signed this petition. When did y'all first put it out?
We did it late on Friday afternoon, so this is all from just the weekend. We expect that we're, you know, 400 or 500 people are signing up every day. We are really impressed by how, you know, many people are sharing this on Facebook and Twitter and sending it around via email. Over 700 people have put it on their Facebook pages, and we really think that we're going to continue to get a lot of response on this. But more importantly, we think that the governor should listen to the people of Texas. When he was running for president, he said that we should spend the money from the Department of Public Safety, almost $3 million now, because he was going out selling Texas to businesses in the country. Well, so if he thinks he's out there selling this brand of Texas, does Rush Limbaugh represent that? And we don't think he does. And so I think it's time to get rid of his honorary status.
Hey, Matt, can you stick with me here? I want to ask you something about that social media component of this. Matt Glazer is with progresstexas.org, and they are calling for Governor Perry to revoke Rush Limbaugh's honorary Texan status. 919 News 92 FM. I want to play for you, Matt, what was said by Kathy Adams on our program yesterday. She is with the Texas Eagle Forum, as you know. She's also a former chair of the Texas Republican Party. She says the college student who wants us, as she put it, who wants us to all pay for her birth control is the one who went too far. Listen.
I, as a woman, am very offended, not by anything that Rush Limbaugh had to say, but that we have a co-ed at a Catholic university who goes before the United States Congress and testifies, and yet, excuse me, now her testimony is supposed to be taken off record. We're not supposed to hold her to account.
She says Sandra Fluke ought to be ashamed.
She is demanding that you and I, as taxpayers, pay for her birth control. That is absolutely something that woman ought to be taking care of herself. This is a fiscal issue. It is not in any way something that I think that those advertisers ought to be offended about.
Matt Glazer, your response?
Well, I think it's pretty funny that this was a congressional hearing that almost no women testified in. And in fact, some members of Congress were so frustrated they left because it was an all-male panel that was convened to talk about the merits of women's health and contraception. So I think that the idea that the one of the only women that were testifying and giving their perspective that was invited to speak was called these things by somebody with a very large megaphone and has still refused to really earnestly apologize.
You don't buy his apology? I mean, he said not only did he issue the statement on Saturday in which he apologized for his choice of words, but he also on his radio program said that it was heartfelt. And he said, as far as advertisers are concerned, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what he said. He said, as far as advertisers were concerned, you know, that's their decision to make. If they want to boycott the show, they can do that. That's their business decision. He'll find other advertisers. But he says the apology was heartfelt. You don't believe it?
No, it took 3 days to do, and not only that, he also goes on to say that it was a joke. I don't think that anything he said was funny, and if he was trying to go for the cheap joke, well, that's exactly what it was. It was a cheap joke at somebody who was getting involved in the civic process at their expense, and he was making fun of women everywhere who are having to deal with really serious issues, whether it be contraception or whether it be just basic women's health, where we're unfunding and defunding things like women's health here in Texas that are going to affect 130,000 people. These are very serious issues, and that's why they have congressional hearings. That's why they're having conversations in Austin at the state legislature. And if he wants to make it a joke, then that's it's up to him, and that's fine, but the response has been pretty clear. 20 advertisers have walked away. He's got stations that are dropping him across the country from Hawaii to Massachusetts. And so what you have is a situation where the cheap joke is getting a really, really strong response. And if Kathy Adams or Rush Limbaugh want to say that people that are upset and their opinions don't matter, well, then that's fine. And that just means that they don't think that women matter. And that's ridiculous to me.
You mentioned the social media response on this with people on Twitter, people on Facebook sending these things around. And you know, of course, for your petition to revoke his honorary Texan status, you know, that's one thing in gathering petition signatures on your website. You know, as far as getting the advertisers to walk, it seemed that, you know, it was a real effort by a lot of people on Twitter, on Facebook, on these different sites to make that happen. And, you know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and this is kind of just totally unrelated. I was complaining about something that happened at my bank. And so I tweeted about it instead of calling them, and I got an instant response. Has the social media universe sort of leveled the playing field as far as people who want to take a certain action against somebody who, as you said, has, you know, just a huge megaphone?
Yeah, I think it does sort of open it up for everyday people to get involved, and it makes it where it's one of those things where you don't have to have a radio show that's syndicated in over 100 stations across the country. It really does allow for small groups of people to make huge changes. I mean, 724 folks have shared our petition on Facebook alone, and that's a huge impact. We don't have the petition on the front page of our website. We don't have it in our action center yet. This was something we did very quickly on Friday, and still over 3,500 people have signed it. I mean, if you go to progresstexas.org, it'll be up there by the end of the day, but it hasn't been something that we have had time to really push and build around. So, yeah, people are making a huge difference. And what you're seeing today, even, I'm looking at Twitter as we speak, and there's a big push to get Netflix to drop their advertising from Limbaugh, and people are on both sides of the aisle are pushing for it because they're frustrated.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, about 20 seconds here that I have left. What would he have to do for this to stop, for people to say, okay, you know what, Rush did enough?
I think he has to really apologize. I think he has to earnestly apologize, stop calling it a joke, explain why he is apologizing, and go through and say how he's going to remedy it. Right now, his remedy is to simply say, I'll get new advertisers. And I think that that shows how seriously he's taking this, which is not at all. So he needs to not be an honorary Texan anymore.
All right. That's Matt Glazer. They're really pushing this. Check it out, progresstexas.org. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's 929 at News 92 FM.